Earnshaw to Monkhorst from 49 metres, leans back. It's another one. Too easy now.
As I said, Bill, of all of the 1990 Premiership superstars for Collingwood, shut up, Monk, no one more enjoyed by the Collingwood faithful. Maybe only Dakes, I reckon. Yeah. Dakes and Monkey.
Craig Kelly.
No, Ned, right down the other end of the spectrum. Hello, Monk, good to see you.
Hey, guys, how's it going, all right?
Oh, now this is going to be sensational. No. Friday night, the All-Stars game. You have played every single one of them.
You know, there's an official email out there to the... organisers that I've retired. I'm never playing again.
How many is this, Mark? How many games?
Oh, it'd have to be about 14 or something like that. Last year I did my hamstring when I blew Andrew.
Andrew, anyway, McLeod.
just a player.
Yeah, that's it.
He couldn't keep up with me. I'm never going to play again.
How is the body? Because what are you weighing in at the minute?
That's a bit personal. Well, we might have to have a weigh-up. Just quietly looking at you. <beside me there. laughs>
Well, I'm 110.
Oh, yeah. Your nose is getting bigger.
Your great mate Dermot Brereton reckons you're tipping in at 150, Monk. Yeah,
he's an idiot. Dermot wouldn't know because he's too worried about himself his whole life. But let's just say I'm just under the 150 just at the moment. I'm in good form.
Because the other ruck coach, of course, who's in similar nick is Alex Ashenko from the Kangaroos. If you and Russian weighed off, would you have him?
You know, the Russian after one game told me, let's go in the car park, I want to punch your head in.
Really?
And what happened?
Well, now it's like a big war on who gets the centre bounce for the first centre bounce in the warm-ups for the players. So there's a bit of a battle there.
And also Luke Darcy, you'll be up against him, the hot breakfast's very own Luke Darcy. And he's had a bit to say about you. Have a listen to this, Monk.
I'm coming after Monkey.
Come on, mate.
Monkey. Oh, I'm going to square up with Monkey.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it'll be hard to split the two of you. You've put on so much weight, I reckon.
I'll be there. First centre bounce.
We'll get a first aid chopper to chop you out.
I'm going to go straight through Monkhurst at the first centre bounce.
So what's the plan? The
plan will be first bounce, go as hard as I can, have a crack at Monkey.
Monk. They're fighting words.
Yes. Powder puff Darcy, eh? Since he's retired, he's actually got tough.
If you ran at him,
his eyes get big. He's like a deer in headlights.
Well, he's got a hammy too, so I'd just run him around, Monk.
And did I hear that he's got a wedding the next day or something like
his
that?
His sister's getting married the next day, so he wants to be looking good.
Should I make his facial features look like mine?
No
teeth?
Don't knock his teeth out. Monk's got no teeth. It's the most frightening thing ever to look at, isn't it, Jim?
Thanks to Cadinia Park.
Oh, Damien Burke.
Oh, well, I don't know who his name was.
Oh, it was Big Burke. Did you ever get him back?
No, I didn't, Billy.
Why, you scared of him, were you?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to. He went up to Brisbane and then hid away for a while. But
Who was Burke? The toughest, Monk, in your day? Because back in your day, men were men in that part of the ground. There weren't the rules that there are now to stop the ruckmen going real hard at each other. Who was the toughest?
Yeah, the rules have changed a fair bit, but and not that they're not tough now, because being involved and stuff, these boys are courageous in a different way to what we were. But the centre bounce was hard work. Justin Madden was the most awkward one because his knees and elbows and everything were flying around everywhere. He'd just get in your way all the time.
Did you ruck against Simon?
Yeah, Simon. Yeah. I probably caught him near the end of his footy career. I was lucky enough to cop him in the 1990 Premiership, which he didn't like too much. But but yeah, there was Johnny Ironmonger and Alex Oshenko, and there's numerous sort of hard guys. Sean Wren was a good player. Scotty Wine. There was a heap of them at that time.
And what are you? We just talked about that incredible Premiership in 1990, which I always reckon, Monk, was a bit like the Dogs last year. You just got it right for 5 weeks, Collingwood, and it was just incredible to watch.
Yeah, exactly. And you look at we did a video about the Premiership after 20 years or whatever, and it was the modern game now. We were actually playing that back then with Lee's sort of style, the pressure up the front and making sure we're putting tackling pressure on so the backs could defend it well. It was an amazing time, and it was exactly like the Bulldogs. It was a long period between drinks, and we enjoyed it too much.
Oh, no, you had a great time. And when you think that back then, what, 22 on the bench?
Yeah.
So 20 players, and really 19, because you carried Ned through the whole
series. Was he there?
We need to ask you if he was, because he keeps telling us he was. Did he do anything for you, Monk?
Not at all. Not at all. All he did was organise some promotions for us after the football. That's about all he's done in his whole life for us.
I'm just looking at the score here, Jimmy. 1990, Collingwood, 13-11-89. Of course, Essendon, 5-11. Yes. Yep. They were terrible, weren't they? And Brown, 2, Barwick, Kosciuszko, Russell, Dacos, Monkhurst. How'd you kick your goal?
I got the cream of the pie, really. Sure, he took got a free kick, or took a little mark, and he dabbed a little centering kick into me, and I courageously back and marked the ball and went straight through the centre.
And, of course, Mickey McGowan, who's still superstar, coaching and still going nicely,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, really, some of the names in that side and guys probably don't recognise how good they were in that period of time.
Well, Kerrison, he's Christo? Yeah,
Kerrison, red hair, he's ugly.
Gaffer used to, he'd just folly around every, I used to hate playing on him.
You would have hated him.
Because he was fit the
glove,
also.
The glove.
Oh, the glove. Yeah. And Morwood was a good player. Kosciuszko, as we said. Darren Mullane, of course. Bloody
superstar.
Yeah,
the great man.
He was
the great man.
A great player. Dennis Banks, Manson.
Oh, Burrow. Banksy. He would have frightened the hell out of you, Bill. Banksy, I ain't getting anywhere near you.
Well, I didn't go near Mullane because he would belch. And Banksy was up the other end, so I didn't go too. But it was all right against Chris O.
What's going on with these painted...
I know.
I just noticed it then. What's going on?
He's gone and had his fingernails painted.
Has he?
And Stasevich was in that team, and Turner, Jamie Turner too. So it's a good little team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's fond memories of a group of pretty close-knit guys.
And you get together. How often would the reunions happen? Is it only the 10 years or do you
get together
more often?
We try and make it open for everyone during that period of time, and we catch up every year. So we have a drink and stuff like that. And there is the special ones that the club organises and stuff like that for the 10 years and 20 years or whatever. But every year we get along and have a few drinks together.
Tony Shaw, Norm Smith medalist, of course. Yeah. See, still
probably the
to
most
Shaw.
Annoying player that's ever played the game.
But he just kept running, didn't he? Just kept going and going. He's unbelievable, Shorey.
Chemist Warehouse, EJ Witten Legends game, Friday, 7:30. And well done, by the way, Mario and all the boys from Chemist Warehouse jumping in and helping.
Gee,
what is
help
a great
out.
Cause. Men taking their health seriously, Monkey. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
Because we're bloody hopeless at it. The women are good and we are no good.
Yeah, and I'm probably one of them that's not real good at it either. So.
How are you? Do you go to the doctor and get a checkup?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling real good halfway through the year. So the Hawk doc, Adam,
checked you.
Checked me all over and made sure I was all okay. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
What was it? Not eating enough?
No, that's not the problem at all. Hey,
Monk, when we have a look at the opposition here, of course, you're a Victorian legend. All of the All-Stars, anyone bothering you here? Are you losing any sleep over any of these blokes? Danny Southern, Cam Mooney, Scott Cummings,
Pikey,
Martin Pike, Carl Langdon. Is there anyone that you look along that side and think, I need to be a bit careful him?
You haven't mentioned any yet.
Troy Luff. What about Luffy? He played here. Actually, he's played
poor
every
old,
year.
Poor old Luffy. He's played every year, and they've had to throw him in the ruck a few times. So he's been fun to play against. But I see now that they've got Clark Keating and Powderpuff Blaine. Yeah. Oh. So it's a bit of a worry there. They've got two ruckmen there.
Darcy and yes, exactly. Yeah. I'll tell you what will be interesting. Kane Corns, who's fit, he runs 140 Ks a week. Yes. From,
God, it's hard. When the new players who are retired come in and have a run around.
I'll tell you what, he should go straight to Boomer because I see Boomer's picked for the Victoria. He's still playing and kicking goals and running.
He's got a final the next day, Boomer.
Has he?
Yep.
Ooh. I'm tipping they may be getting the Ritchie Award, I reckon, by the end of the game, one of those two.
The Ritchie Award, which is?
The Vandenberg
Award. Oh,
way too serious.
Well, Jimmy Bartel's there.
Nick Del Santo just retired from the game.
Exactly. Matt Spanger. Matty, he's a Hawthorn boy.
He's one of the prettiest blokes I've ever seen play football. Yes. Long hair. He's been playing up at Shepparton with a couple of the boys. So, yeah, he's been playing.
Hey, Monkey, speaking of the Hawks, you've got some nice additions to the footy department. Scotty Burns from your old club, of course, legend at Collingwood. And Darren Glass from the West Coast. They will help you out enormously.
Yeah, I don't know Darren too well, but Scotty, he's been eating what I've been eating. He looked a little bit chubby today when I went in there. So I'll have a word to him about that.
Yes, that's good. And what about your boy, Ben McAvoy? We love the way he goes. He's had an unbelievable year, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he? Yeah, he was good. He really shouldered the ruck all year. fantastic with his marking and his ruck work all the way across. He's been written off a few times, and he's just plugged away and done his role.
That's what I liked about him.
2 year extension
was the fact that he went back in defence and helped out there, taking contested marks, yep. Which is a lost art for a lot of ruckmen. But he was brilliant at it, and I reckon you'd like him, Monk, because he looks like he's a pretty meat and two veg sort of operator. big boy.
He's a big casual country boy, but yeah, what was wrong there, Billy?
Well, I was just wondering where you... Say it again. No, without the teeth.
No, I won't say that again. You thought I was going to slip up, did you?
Jesus, Monkey. He's a casual country boy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Well, he's got a couple of farms. We had him in the other week. Yeah. A lovely bloke. Got a couple of farms up in the... that way, Mike? Yeah. What's that way called? Up in the Mallee?
North.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you? You were out the road there.
I'm out the east. Where the nice people
are. What? You've come in a bit further than you used to be. A long way up, but you come in a bit.
I'm still out there.
You sure?
It's far east.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, did Dermot play with you at Warrie Alec? I think he did didn't he?
He came and showed his head a few times.
My mail monk.
He looked pretty.
My mail monk was that he thought that about half time he'd done too much passive smoking. He reckons some of the herb was drifting over the fence.
You get up to Olinda or... they're a bit different up there.
Where's Mad Mates from?
Oh, yeah, Upway Tacoma.
Upway Tacoma, yeah. There's a bit of that.
Yeah, bad supporters up there.
Love it. Hey, the business is going well. You were a plumber all your playing time, but now you're in the office just making sure things are going well?
Yeah, battle through, just as every contractor probably has. It's always up and down, and yeah, it's... very busy, a lot of work out there at the moment, so it's just a matter of controlling it all.
How do people get hold of your monk if they need something done? What's the business called?
Ring the secretary. DCW Plumbing.
DCW Plumbing.
Damien Charlie Monkhurst.
Domestic cold water.
Oh.
Thank you, Bill. Nothing to do with it. How was Monkhurst going to be out of W, you idiot?
Well, it's the other way. So you've named your business after domestic cold water.
No, I haven't. Just Damien Charles William.
I was on the same.
You're on the right track. Yeah, Monk, very royal. Very royal, my name.
Do you, Monk, ever look at Bill, either on television or in the radio, and wonder how the hell he's maintained a career ever since the two of you stopped playing? You must wonder about that.
We always knew he was a character on the ground.
Tough.
Tough, hard, yeah.
Do I ever ski?
Billy, they're leading questions that you don't want to hear the answer to.
Hey, Monk, I love how you jump in and support this. It's absolutely brilliant. Enjoy. What you've just told us is this might be your last, the swan song.
It's got to be.
You've been a great ambassador, have you? Really have, EJ Whitten. You've been there since day one and all the troubles and all that, and a lot of money's gone to charity, Jim. Unbelievable amount of money's gone to charity.
And EJ had a bit to do with me when I was a young fella on the way through, so... caught me doing things I shouldn't have been doing and gave me a pair of footy boots and I played in that last game in when EJ did the lap. It was a special day.
Good on
you. Well done. Ticketmaster.com.au or afl.com.au/legendsgame. Get stuck into the Chemist Warehouse EJ Whitten Legends Game. 7:30 it starts at Eddie Haddon. If you can't watch it on Channel 7, listen to it here on Triple M.
This Friday, Bill.
And it rates through the roof.
It does.
Can you believe that, Monk? How many people watch it? It's almost the highest watched game of the year.
A lot of fun. I get a lot of requests about, get me tickets and bring me in and everything like that, because they just love it.
Still having a drink at Crown, are we?
Yeah, generally.
Afterwards.
But even the night before, a few of these boys come over from Perth and don't mind
and
a
it's
little
not,
sip.
And it's not just one drink on that night before. So.
Exactly.
Great stuff, Mark. Thanks for dropping by.
No worries, guys.